From the Baltimore Sun newsroom, this is your daily news briefing. I'm Peter Jensen. The existing Pimlico racetrack could be demolished and rebuilt, according to a new Maryland Stadium Authority study. The full study is set to be released on Thursday and aims to design a new venue to host the Preakness Stakes and for several year-round non-racing uses for the site. The plan recommends demolition and removal of all existing structures on the site, including the tracks, infield, grandstand, clubhouse, equestrian barns, and associated infrastructure. According to a summary of the report, it would take $424 million to rebuild just the tracks and would require additional money to fund the rest of the rebuilding. The study also recommends city officials, state officials, the Maryland Jockey Club, and the Stronach Group, which owns the track, enter into a formal negotiation about the next steps. Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh said she was encouraged by the proposal. Governor Larry Hogan has named Steve Shue, the former Anne Arundel County executive, as his new point person on fighting opioids. Shue's new position will be as executive director of the Maryland Opioid Operational Command Center, which coordinates the state's response to the heroin and opioid crisis, Hogan's office announced on Wednesday. The former county executive was defeated in his re-election bid by Democrat Stuart Pittman in November's election. Under Shue's leadership, Anne Arundel County launched Safe Stations, a program that allows people seeking addiction treatment to get assistance at any county fire and police station around the clock. In a statement released by Hogan's office, Shue said he looked forward to working hand-in-hand with our communities and partners across the state to continue to fight this crisis. Old Bay's parent company, McCormick, has filed a federal lawsuit claiming trademark infringement from a Pittsburgh-based spice company that produces a spice called New Bay. The suit was filed this week against the organic spice company Primal Palate, which says their spelling of B-A-E is short for before anyone else. And while the company says their blend is, of course, a nod to Old Bay, they claim their blend is very different and is an organic option for customers. McCormick, however, argues the company has intentionally traded on the fame and goodwill of Old Bay. According to the suit, McCormick argues that the New Bay name is intended to create a wrongful association with Old Bay and diminishes its reputation. Primal Palate representatives did not immediately return a message requesting comment Wednesday. Starting today, there's another way to listen to The Sun. With the launch of a new podcast called The Wait, it joins reporter Yvonne Wenger on her long and unconventional journey to motherhood. What might have been an ending for some families was only a beginning for hers.
You know, you come back to it when you're sitting in the doctor's office and they show you an x-ray that shows that you would have to go through major kind of scientific advanced procedures to carry a child when what feels more natural is becoming a mother to the child who needs one.
A challenging diagnosis after years of unsuccessful pregnancy attempts led Yvonne to look into adoption and foster parenting. What she found and didn't find, and the unexpected place she ended up, motivated her to do something rare in journalism, become part of the story.
I believe in the power of journalism as a vehicle to expose things that aren't right and help make them right and to help us understand each other better. And that's what I hope this story can do.
The Wait is available wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is a story about the children in our city who need adults to step up for them, put their hearts on the line for them, fight for them, love them, nurture them. It's a story about the ones who go back home and the ones who stay.
Yvonne's story is also being told through words, pictures, and video on our website. Go to baltimoresun.com/thewait.